Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to you.
Hallelujah. Sit down, please. Jesus. Hallelujah. How many of you believe that God is hearing our prayers? Do you believe in praying? I want us to pray as we are in church. And let's ask the Lord to answer and to help us. Amen. Zoe on stage, if Zoe is anywhere, please. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Ecclesiastes. Hallelujah. Kaya Balabashada. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse number 11. Hallelujah. I returned and I saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift. The battle is not to the strong. The bread is not to the wise. Riches is not to men of understanding. Favor is not to men of skill. But time and chance happeneth to them all. Right. Now, some years ago, I used to go to the races, horse races, and I've also been to dog races in England. And I've been to many places where they have races like that. And one of the main questions, but my father used to do that all the time. So I've been with my father, you know, to all those places. And one of the main first questions we ask is, who is the favorite? Which horse is the favorite? So whenever there's a race, there's a favorite. Like, most likely, this one is going to win. Are you there? So in this beautiful scripture, is telling us that in a race, most likely the swift is going to win. Isn't it? So these are the favorites. But what he's saying is that he has seen that many times the favorite doesn't win. But two other elements come to join: time and chance. Are you with me? Kabaya Shatalababa. So, the favorites, though, are very important for you to know. Because it's like putting all other things aside, the race is going to be won by a fast-moving person. And a battle is going to be won by a strong person. But Muhammad Ali came to confuse that theory. Because he wasn't as strong as some of the guys, but he was fast also. All right? And then it says, the bread is not to the wise. So, usually, what to eat, what to have, is given to the wise. But what you eat, to eat is different from to be rich. Do you see? Even prisoners eat. They have bread. Now, riches is given to men of understanding. So usually, the favorite in the race or battle or effort to be rich in this life is men of understanding. Isn't it there? Riches to men of understanding. And then, favor. Favor is when you are chosen for anything. Usually, men of skill. Like Obama, the skill of talking and promising. And giving hope. Yes, we can. Maybe he should have campaigned on, I'm going to promote homosexuality in the world. That would have been more accurate. But he had a skill of talking. He talked us into supporting him. The whole of Africa supported it. And then, yeah, so these are the favorites for each race. All right, so let's go through again. Favorite for winning a race is who? The swift. Favorite for winning the battle? Strong. So, you see, when my father would go out, take us to races, you see the name of the horse. There's different thing, Flashing Beauty, there's different names. There's which one is the favorite? And usually they have the odds written 2-1, his favorite. But somebody who cannot win, the odds will be something like 60-1. Like the chances of the person winning is like, 1 out of 60. Art students wouldn't understand the calculation. Are you there? Then, bread. The favorite for the race to get bread. Who's going to get it? Wise. Wise people. Isn't it? Then, riches. Men of understanding. And then, favor. Who's going to be chosen? Like whose CD will be bought? Whose music will be chosen? Like among the CDs that are there. Whose book will be read? Whose preaching will be listened to? Which musician will be chosen? Which church will be chosen by the people to go to? Do you see? Usually, favor is related to skill. Yeah. So, today we're going to pray for the Holy Spirit of, I want us to choose a particular one of these five things to pray for. Speed or understanding or wisdom or strength or skill. Which one do you think you need more? You need all. All of the above. Yeah. Now, I want us to pray for understanding. Because you are going to be above average. That means a little more than just bread to eat. Now, understanding is a master key. The spirit of understanding. In Isaiah 11, verse 2. Isaiah 11. Is the man there? He's on retirement. All right. So we have the spirit of wisdom, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of knowledge, spirit of the fear of the Lord. They are all spirits. And we are going to, they are all part of the Holy Spirit. This was what was going to make Jesus different. And in verse 3, it goes on to say that it's going to make him of quick understanding. All right? It shall make him of quick understanding. So understanding too, there's quick, there's some speed in it too. That is necessary. Right? So understanding. I know that most of us pray for wisdom, but and we pray for knowledge and so many things. But understanding is very, very key to making us poor or rich or married. Yeah. Amen. Amen. So, I want us to pray that God will make us men and young boys and young girls. We are all young in the church. And God is going to give us understanding. Amen. And make us people of understanding, understand things. You know, most of the time people say, I understand, but they don't understand. Have you noticed that? People say, I understand what you are saying, but they don't understand it at all. Have you experienced it before? Who has experienced it before? But understanding makes you to be liked. Yes. When you have somebody who understands you, all the brothers, when they are saying, why do you like her? They all say, you know, she really understands me. She listens. Or what I'm saying is not true. Maybe I'm saying something I don't understand. She really understands me. She understands my things. When I'm talking, what I'm saying. She understands. And then, after being married for some time, she doesn't understand at all. So, understanding makes you attractive. Yes. Yes. One day, a brother was looking for a wife. And he had all the options in the world. He had no ties, no connections, no promises to anybody. So he was free to choose from everybody in the church. Yes. And I told him, this one, go for this one. It's good. I think he was surprised at what I suggested to him. And the reason was that this one will understand more things. When I look back, I can see that the reason why I suggested her was that she will understand more. Yeah. What it is to be married. Yeah. This one will now be taking time for a long time through some arguments. And going on and on, what is this about for a long time? Yes. You may be a virgin, but if you don't have understanding, your virginity has been painted with feces. And you are not attractive anymore. Because you don't understand things. So understanding, very, very important. A person of understanding, you will be happy with a person of understanding. So after some time, you find out that people who have understanding end up being chosen, even though there are more nicer, beautiful people around that she understands. I was telling, I don't know if it's you, last week I was saying, say yes. Is this you?
Yes.
Say yes.
Yes.
It shows you have understanding. And the person said, no. Will you do this? No. Will you come? No. Will you do this? Never. If that's the case, then it's okay. You won't get somebody. So you need to have understanding. And what does it to understand? Because a lot of people understand only the things they have experienced. Yes. Most people understand what they've experienced in life. If your father has died, you'll say, oh, sure, if your father died, it's not a small thing. Oh, I'm going for the funeral because it's very serious. Father has died. Your father hasn't died. My father died. This what happened was like this. Oh, I'm going to support her because it's not a small thing for your father to die. That's the one they understand. Are you going to experience the whole world before you understand what is happening? What is it like? That's why I believe that Jesus, one of my personal reasons and convictions about Jesus Christ, that he was not a man. He said, I was in prison. You didn't come to look for me. You see, you don't have to go to prison before you understand prisoners. Yes. But most of us don't understand prisons. People who go to prison, they form prison ministries when they come out. Because now I understand prison. Prisoners need God. Prisoners need ministry. I asked a brother who was in prison. After he came out of prison, he formed a major prison ministry. Yes. But Jesus didn't go to prison. And he said, I was in prison. You didn't visit me. This is the curse. That's all. So most people understand what they are. Uh-huh. So when you marry and you have married a woman who does not understand what it means to be a man, and a man who does not understand what it means to be a woman but doesn't have understanding, so can never appreciate until the person comes back in the next world as a woman, do you understand, or as a man.
which is also not going to happen. Because you've got one chance, you are here once, and that's it. So most people don't understand what they are not. Yeah. So if you are married to a man who doesn't understand a woman, you might as well be two boys in the house. Yes, and it's hell. And if you are a man married to a woman who doesn't understand a man, it's also hell. But it depends on which of the marriages you are, Christian marriage or unbeliever marriage. One has more power. In Christian marriage, there's more power in the woman. And unbeliever marriage, there's more power in the man. Did you know that? Yeah. Because if you are married to a pastor, he is the Bible is controlling him. Bible is controlling him. So the Bible has told him that he shouldn't divorce. And then the Bible has also told him that if anyone wants to be a bishop, number one, he should be the husband of one wife. So that one is controlling him, pa. So you can relax. And you don't have to bath, you see. You don't have to cook. You don't have to look nice. You can look like a scarecrow in the house. But you can look like an angel in the church. You see. Because you know that, Charlie, the guy is bound. But when you are married to a man who doesn't have restraints, there's no Bible control. You say, ha! One unbeliever husband, he said, look, me, I will not take this home. Oh, yes. He said, this is the last time I'm having this conversation. Next time I'm out of here. Oh, yeah, this is the last time I'm having this conversation. And he moved with his girlfriends. That's it. I'm not having this conversation again. I am not having this conversation again. Yes. Oh, no. He said, me? You don't know me. That was it. I'm not having this conversation again. Because since his wife gave birth, she was now resistant when it came to having sex. So he told himself, me? I'm not having this conversation again. This is the last time. Out. See you. Yeah. That was his last comment, and then moving. He has no controls. We are controlled by husband of one wife. That scripture is controlling us. Kabayata sata. In this life, I cannot be a woman and you cannot be a man. So if I lack understanding, it will be difficult for you to stay with me. And if you lack understanding, it will be difficult for me to stay with you. Even if you are beautiful. So when you get a woman who is very concerned about hair, this, you can see that she has not concerned herself with understanding. Now, you can't do two things at a time. You are only concerned about the outward appearance. So there's a hot air inside. If we are to test you, you know like how you test eggs, whether they are fresh. Because if you put an egg in water and it's not fresh, it will float. Or it will stand up straight. It will stand up like this. It has been from Abidjan. It has been here for months. You brought it in January. You are now frying it. Hot air. There's air in the egg. So it stands up straight like this. Now I've been testing all my eggs. I don't fry egg if I don't test it. Yes. And some of you, if we were to put you in the water, you come straight like this. But it's just hot air inside. So, understanding. All of us are choosing people every day for their understanding. So, an understands me, pa. Understands what I want. So, that's why it makes you rich, because you've passed the stage of work to being chosen. Me, the people that I work with that understand me, is I don't know what they learned even in school, and I don't care. The fact that they understand what I'm trying to do, it makes them very important to me. And you can see the person understand. But from a certain point onwards, it's about understanding. To be a colonel, a general, to be high level, to be a bishop in our church, to be anything high, it's not about an exam. In the government, to be the minister of this, minister of that, minister of this. It's about how they perceive you. Yes, it's about how they perceive you. Yes, that's what's happening. From a certain point onward, to be chosen even to marry you, it's about your understanding. She really understands me. He really understands me. It's about that. You think it's beauty, but if you like, come on Saturdays to the weddings and see whether the one is... Don't say I said it too, but just look with your eyes. Just observe quietly and see. Is it the most beautiful girl? The most beautiful girls are sitting in the congregation. I tell you, beauties with the right size of... What do you call it? What is this place called? To whom to? To whom for? To whom does it belong to? To whom to? To whom for? To whom does it belong? You see them sitting there. Hey! So your understanding. No, we are, you see, instead of praying for riches. No, I don't want us to bother to pray for riches. Why should we pray for money? He said, understanding to riches. Riches to men of understanding. Amazing. Why pray for riches? Yeah. Understanding, you think God... When you speak to God, he himself is forced to answer. Lord, I pray for the spirit of understanding. God is going to say, no, wait till next year. I will give you understanding in June next year. Let's be serious. I mean, we all know that the answer is coming today. How many know that the answer is coming today? Let me ask you, nurses and doctors, which ones are richer? Nurses or doctors? Your stomach ache, who understands it more, the nurse or the doctor? Uh-huh. So the man of understanding is richer. Riches to the man of understanding. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Man who understands your stomach pain, your eye sickness. Who understands it more, the nurse or the doctor? The nurse will just bring a plaster. The doctor understands why the thing is happening. They are all working in the hospital. One is richer. By far. Yeah. The girl who will be chosen. I tell you. So me, I advise the sister and receive it because somebody here needs, just say yes. So I say, will you come? Yes. Will you go? Yes. Flow with yeses. Yeses must be flowing from your mouth. Not no. Never. It's out. I can't. I shan't. Yes. That's why perhaps Ida is more advanced than all the singers without the best voice. Without the best voice. The best voices are there. Without the best voice. But if I say this, doesn't understand if I say it. I've worked with singers and musicians who despise me. When I say this, in their head, they were thinking, this is old school. It's old school songs. These are whatever, you know, we are into more whatever now. There's whatever this and so on. Sorry. I beg you. That's why you haven't been all over the world. Yeah. Although you've got the best voice, she understands it, and quick understanding too. Quick understanding. Yeah. So, I'm showing you something. Yeah. Yeah. And the day you step into your marriage, your head will not be full of hot air. You remember you were told to say yes and flow with almost everything until the person is now saying, oh, why don't you say something else other than yes so that we can discuss? Oh, no, I'm flowing. It's okay. I'm all right. I'm okay. Wow. So these are the determinants. The determinant of riches. Riches. I tell you, if you think, even in this church, higher and higher, it depends on understanding. Yes. Amazing. Yeah. And the more you don't understand, the longer the meetings are with you. They are never short meetings with you. And when you say you understand, you don't understand. And when we come, you see that you didn't understand it at all. So, how many believe the Bible? Stand to your feet. Hey! How many realize understanding is going to determine a lot of things? So, we are praying for the Holy Spirit. Luke 11 verse 13. Luke 11 verse 13. You know, this scripture, I like this scripture because it comforts me. Do you know what comforts me? My comfort is found in the first five words of this verse. Have you seen the first five words? What are the first five words say? Who are the evil? Look at verse 1. Look at the verse 1. Evil. It started from verse 1. It came to pass that he was praying. And then the disciples, who? The disciples came to see him to ask him about prayer. Pastors meeting. And Jesus told them. He looked at Peter. He said, "Yo, Peter, you are bad. How many are comforted by verse 13. You then being evil." That's asshole. So it was just a side comment Jesus was making that anyway. You then being evil, know how to give good gifts. How much more? Me, I know how to give a good gift. Today we are, and you see what he's saying, that a father knows what is good. I know what is good for my children. I know what is good for my children. Even if they don't know what is good or they think they know what is good, what I know is good. It's a good thing. So what God is saying that, yeah, I know what is a good thing. You cry, you know what is good for your children. How much more me? I think I don't know what is good for my children to give them Holy Spirit. Yeah, I don't know what is a good thing. Ask for sugar, for toffee, for money, for this, for this, for this. You think I don't know that the good thing to ask is the Holy Spirit. That's a good thing. Me, I only want the Holy Spirit. I don't need, don't ask for money. Don't ask for things that you get up and come and say, God said, wait. Pray for understanding. You'll never be poor again. Lift your hands. Call on the Lord this beautiful Sunday. Pray for the Holy Spirit. Skaloba shatala babandala. Pela raba shatala bakabari. Benda sata lambandara mandali. Pola rama mambarana mandali dovelere. Marondala manteke ramandala mamandala baba. Lora manda shandola makaparandali baba.
Rapadike shotandara bakomi adaya iavadia boshada bahasuta rapadie koshada bahasonda incanto parroke storida la jombara kosmekeve kastoria rapadika shota periadiasa alodika shaba kastora impandoria kaseme mandera komashada bakiso rapadika shoka pariate rika boshada bahasota anteri Yabo Shapatia, Iliparo Kobo Shata, Yaparada Kesto Rabatiste, Intandiria Kopaha, Ayabara Rabashe Karodia, Arebeko Shapataria Dusha, Itesto Barataria, Iaparada Badosha, Iperia Toriana, Yaparada Vida Moko Shata, Iparadia Tola, Adeya Manasondaba, Adeya Namanama Sonda Rabaya, Adeya Nanamaya Sonda. Rabaya Rapadia Toriada, Yaparaba via Toria, Yapanda Rabayata, Yadia Manasheta, Eyapero Bashata, Yakabaradia Toria, Eyamanaduce, Eyaparabadosa, Yapavende Rebecosa, Yaparavia Tanderia, Raparia Bayataya, Yaparadia Taya, Yaparadia Taya, Yaparadia Taya, Yaparadia Taya, Yaparadia Taya. Ya paradia taya rapati ataria irina mana mana mayata apapatandea yenene moya taya ayambanda sandabaya ya pandarabaya sandaya 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 rapandarabaya ta ya pararabaya ta rapararabaya ta rapararabaya ta rapararabaya ta Raparabayata, Yapararabayatanda, Randibiatanda, Yaparabayataya, Ayabarabayasara, Yapapatoya, Yapapatoya, Riapatoseka, Yapatandaya, 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 Mighty Holy Spirit, Yapapariada, Riapatiabasara, Leavayamana Sota. Yanara na mayataria, yedelebe toriata, yakapa paduyata, yeiredebo shada, yeiredebo yosada, yabarabara bayasata, ikoruataya, marete sudia, yei manasa, ikapandoriata, minavaro shada, Minavaro Sara, Ya Papa Toya, Rebele Sota, Ibuataya, Iwuyatani, Iwuyabara Sota, Yandere Mayataya, My God, Ya Papa Dusia, Irimana Mayataya, Karuta Yapa, Irena Manasara, Ihupayare, Ayapaparaya, Inene Mayata, Somebody let your voice, Rapapataya, Irina Maya Mayata, Karuadiasie, the God of understanding, my God, Marapapataya, Iriata, Madete Gemoda, Rapapatoya, Inimiata, Rababa Sota, Korea Tayama, Ipapa, Madiapa, Go Adiasa. I need understanding. My God. Rapatasa. Go Adiasa. Ikarabayasa. Rapadika. Keruasara. Ayanda Bayaka. Rapanda. Iapanda. Matekebo Shaka. Somebody you need. Understand it. Raise your voice. Kapasa. Ayatoga Shaka. Iatando, Makopata, Riabadesa, Ikapapata, Legomanasa, Legomanasa, Makasada, Randebeka, Ayatoa, Rabadabasa, Komadiabe, Adesso.
Hallelujah. Listen, why should we pray for money when we can pray for understanding? Now, do we understand how to make a mobile phone in Ghana? What about Nigeria? What about Senegal? What about Ethiopia? What about Congo? Do you know anybody who understands how to put it together and make a phone? Huh? Do you know any country? Which country? China and who else? America? Taiwan? Where else make phones? Samsung? Korea? Are they richer than us? Okay, do they know how to grow tomatoes in Korea and China? Tomatoes, onions, pepper. Do we also know how to make pepper, onion, tomato, corn? Do they know how to do corn in America? But they understand how to make a car. Do you know how to make... Even a light... Wheelbarrow, even how to run a currency. So riches usually is for men of understanding. Lift your hand, begin to pray. Lord, let me have the spirit of understanding.
Jesus, let me have the spirit of understanding. Jesus, my God, Lord, I ask for understanding. Hey, karama shara kabo shata. Iya karaba vindere kobo shata karia. Redebeke se karaba yasumbre ketaya. Mandiga vaya shanda vakaraba dobededa. Zarana vaya shonda rabaya. Lord, understand it. Iya manamana mama shukapa. Rapa diga voya shara. Riegebere boko shanda vaya. Iya patara rabaya shanda ya. Irina manamana manube kataya vaya. Rapadi biatayo, Makaparabasara, Makaparabaya,
Makaparabaya, Raparabaya Baya, Jabazaba, 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 Yakarabaya Tusha, Yakarabaya Dona, Yakarabaya Dome, Yakarabaya Dona, Yakarabaya Doma, Yakarabaya Doma, Rapani Baya Basha, Makabasha Kaba, Rabavida Baya, Yakamasara, Mirabaduze Makaya, Rapani Andaya. Rekabariabo, Rapakiaraba, Rapakabaya, Yabandabaya, Mayadabasara, Kayasare, Kayasaro, Kayasare, Kayasaro, Yasare, Kayasaro, Yapandabaya, Makoriabaya, Verinevados, Verinevados, Yapaperua, Yanesa Mandago, Manjega Baluster, Enrico Balaja, Masumbe Genoga, Andene Metoma, Andene Matamre, Andene Metomra, Andene Matamre, Maya Mandibo Manama, Yabono Manama Mayoba, Aya, 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 Aya Badova Regeta, Mandata Tabarabata, Rapapa Barababa, Kowasikaya, 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 Yarabadosaka, Matazevone, Rina Manosa, Aya Baroko Seta, Aria Bayandaba, Makasatako, Riaka Parako, Nasada Minaya, Rianda Bayasanda, Makala Sandara, Nasabratio, Riatio, Cavatio, 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 the spirit of understanding, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of understanding, let it rest upon us, let it rest upon us, let it rest upon us. My God, make us quick of understanding. Rabada Shata, Yabadabatoya, Yakapaya, Marande. Moriande, Marianda, Mardisto, Madaste, Madebroda, Debre Gabarashada, Ye Parabaya, Makarabaya, Lasha Divayata, Weko Rabaya, Eparuandera, Eparuandea, 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 Mande Galama, Masoba Ragise, Eribala Chasa, Eribaya Chasa, Eribaya Chasa, Eribaya Chasa, Kaparuata, Rianda Baya, Michael Rateso, Eparuada, 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 Yakarabasata, Yamanabayasa, Ayarabaya. Somebody lift your voice. He's the spirit, spirit of understanding. My God, my God. Rabada Shata, Iria Paraba, Makoriata, Riabayasa. Close your eyes, lift your voice. Call on God for the spirit of understanding. My God, my God. Karaboyasa, Ia Papaya, Ia Papaya, Ia Papaya, Ia Papaya, Ia Papaya, Ia Papaya, Ia Papaya. Aquataya, 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 Leriabaya, 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 Yakotaya, Yakotaya, Marabaya Shata, Yapapata, Yapapata.
You may be seated. Please take your seats. Everybody, sit down, please. Hallelujah. I believe that these prayers are very prophetic, because it's what the Lord has impressed on my heart this morning. And not only this morning, throughout the week. I can see people being chosen. Yes. And I see people losing their positions because they don't understand. They are not flowing in their understanding of things. Now, there are many young people here, especially young ladies. I'm a pastor, and I believe every good pastor wants good things, good marriages for his
children or people. Proverbs 13 verse 15. It's also a linking two of the determinants. It says, good understanding giveth favor. So when a person understands in a good way, it helps you to be chosen. Yes, it helps you be chosen by the president, by the important person, by whatever is important at whatever time. Good understanding. You understand. Now, we had people that did not go to the university. We asked them to sweep the church. And then we had people that have been to the university and we asked them to sweep. And those who had not been to the university were angry that we had asked them to sweep. Do you see? Because of their understanding. Because the person who had not been to the university felt that you were pushing him down. Do you see? By giving him something to do in church. It's the understanding. Yeah. And you react to it. But if somebody gives you something to do and you flow with it, and you show that you understand, the person likes you. You see, I'm also speaking as a boss. Like I'm an employer. I work with people for a long time. Yes. So I'm just telling you because these are keys. These are keys to making you go. Look, let's be serious. Promotion is not from certificate. From a certain point onwards is how you are thinking. And how the person who has the power favors you or chooses you. And good understanding gives favor. Yeah. So when a man knows things, his experience, he's no more looking for beauty. It's when they don't know that they are impressed with the lipstick. When they are experienced, they would wipe that lipstick from there. Just wipe that face. Let's just be ourselves. Stop all this. Let's go for realities. Wipe it from your face and just be normal. Yes. Because if we marry you, even your head will become like a granite in the house. Have you seen granites? Different shapes. Some long, some short, some rounded. Hey! God is going to ensure that you are chosen. So we are praying now. Let this in these 7 weeks of wonders, people must be choosing you all the time. And people are going to be choosing you. I bless you with being chosen. Let us stand up and pray Proverbs 13 verse 15. People are going to be choosing you. Kala mashata la babara mashata. Pala seto la makabara la mandere. Rapa la somba la mandere. Para shakara bayandura baya. Ia para la via dogo kosata ya baya. Ndere kene moshanda bara kiata ya baya. Lega bara shada bakosata ya. Eye pereri abaya suta kaya baya. Manderi amana maya soda. Rapada baya kashata. Iya kara baya duseke. Yega bara baya ondaya. Materi abara shota. Machakara keso. Riana mana matuba yaka. Yadi abayeche. Yadi abayeche. Yadi abayeche. Yadi abayeche. Eka paradas. Iya mana mana manu macheke. La paradi abaya shaka. La diga paradio shaka. La paradio shaka. Ampariaga, 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 Ampariaga
Lift your hands.
Jesus.
In these 7 weeks.
Yes, Lord.
You must be chosen for something.
Yes, Lord.
In these 7 weeks.
Yes.
Lift your hand and ask God, these 7 weeks.
These 7 weeks.
I must be chosen about something.
My God.
Something must
something.
Choose me.
According.
About something. Lift your hand and pray.
I lift my hands to you, Lord. In these 7 weeks of oneness. My God, let me be chosen. Rapa Sataka. Ayabayabayataya.
Be seated. Now, you are going to the top. I said, you are going to the top of the ladder. If there is a ladder, you are going to be at the top of the ladder. In Jesus' name. Now, sit down. I want to show you something. Are you listening? Are you listening? Power in front here. Power in front. Now, monkeys, lizards, horses, dogs, cats, kangaroos, human beings. Who is at the top? Are you sure? I'll say it again. Monkeys, kangaroos, horses, dogs, cats, lizards, goats, sheep, cows, cockroaches. Who is at the top? A man, human beings. Who is at the top? Human beings. You are going to the top. Now, what about if you are not at the top, but you want to be near the top? How many would like that too? It's not bad, huh? How many want to be? Those at the back want to be at the back. How many want to be near the top? Or at the top? What about if you can't be at the top, but you can be near the top? It's not bad, isn't it? Not bad at all. Shall I show you the master key to getting near the top? Psalm 32. Let's look at, let's say verse 6. Psalm 32. Yeah. For this, everyone that is godly, pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters, they shall not come nigh unto him. You see, when there's trouble, you can't come near God. That's why we must be praying all the time. Are you with me? Yeah. Whatever crisis is coming in your life, by today's prayers, you are going to be at the top of that crisis. In Jesus' name. Sit down, otherwise you may fly. Verse 7. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. God is saving you from evil. Somebody here is in a well. You fell deep. But I link you now from the bottom of that well with a rope, and I pull you out of that well in the name of Jesus. May you see fresh air again. May you come out of darkness. May you escape every snare you have fallen into in the name of Jesus. Sit down. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. That means that you are going to be singing songs of deliverance. And as you've come to church, there is deliverance here, because Obadiah, verse 17. Obadiah says, upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. Obadiah, verse 17. Upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. There shall be holiness. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. And we have come to Mount Zion. You know that we've come to Mount Zion. You shall possess your possessions. I see you possessing your houses and your cars. And there shall be holiness. And there shall be deliverance. Psalm 32, verse 7. Psalm 32, verse 7. There will be songs of deliverance. Beautiful. Do you believe that God is going to deliver you? You have to believe in deliverance if you are a human being. A lot of things need deliverance. Verse 8. We are still praying. Now, I will instruct thee. Are you hearing this? So that's why we've come to church. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way that thou shalt go. So God is telling you, I'm going to teach you. And I'm going to instruct you and guide you in the way that you should go. So God is guiding you with his eye. Why? Why his eye? Not your eye. Not what you can see. What he can see. I'll guide you with mine eye. So God sees. He sees what you don't see. There are many eyes. Everybody can have seven eyes if you believe God. You can operate with seven eyes. The eye for the future. You see what is coming far. The eye that sees the spirits, that sees angels, that sees spirits moving. The eye that sees the maneuverings of demons and devils. The eye that sees God. The eye that sees with the eye of understanding. All these are eyes. It says, I will guide thee with my eye. That's why when somebody who has an eye is advising you, you should hear. Yeah, because guiding you with my eye, with what I see, I'm guiding you. What I see. One day I told a brother, I said, this one is a good one. He's always thanking me. Sometimes when I hear of what he's enjoying, I just say, Kabashaka. Are you ready to be guided and instructed by God? Now notice verse 9. Be not as the horse, or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. You see, I'll tell you something. Sit down, because I want you to really hear this. I hope you can see me. Can you all see me? Can you see me at the back? Way at the back there. Listen, maybe I should go up so you can see me. There are some people, they only have to be given pure commands, because they have no understanding. They don't understand anything. You can't say something and then they will understand it. They understand what you are trying to achieve. So you have to give a command. Do this. You are like a horse who has to be held. So from today, you see, from today, people will start asking you what you think. Yeah. When you have no understanding, you there, you just do this. Stand here. Clean. Sweep. Carry this 20 times. Do this 14 times. Because you don't have understanding. Look, and many of us here, we lack understanding. And that's why I'm asking you to pray. Don't think it's somebody. If you are thinking of somebody, then you've not understood the topic. Because we are not praying for somebody. We are praying for ourselves. Yes. Because some of you, when you are going to marry, we can't say to you, love your wife or love your husband. You will not interpret it. You need to be specifically told. Number one, do this. Two, do this. Three, do this. Fall. It's like you can't understand what it means. Because you are like a mule that have to be led with strength. Drink. Now. Do this now. So where you are not somebody that we can give a general instruction. It was a sad day for me, the day that I had to teach the whole church and say, okay, I am your prophet, honor me. It was a sad day for me personally. Because instead of the church and even the leaders to know who is their shepherd and who has been leading them and feeding them, for them to know who to honor, we have to get to a place where I now say in English words, okay, I'm here, honor me. Otherwise, I'll take actions on your case. Then it's like there's a lack of understanding. Yes. A lack of understanding. If I needed money, I have 100 ways to have money. As a founder, pastor, this, many roles I play. Nobody can challenge me the number of roles I play in this organization which I founded. Nobody, I'm not a co-founder with anybody. Yes? If I needed money, it's so easy. But you have to get to a point where the people cannot see themselves what they should do. People want me to say, come to this service, otherwise this. Come to this service, you must be here, otherwise. It shows so much deficiency. That you can come to Bible school here for 4 years. You have never stepped. Where the person who had the vision. And it has to be said. And force has to be used. Sit down. Not about shouting mercy. Strength has to be used. You know, it's a lack of understanding. And above all, perhaps the worst part is the last part of this verse. I wish it wasn't even there. But that's the worst part of the verse. It says, lest they come near unto thee. You see, a person who doesn't have understanding can't go high. That's why I started asking you, human beings, horses, dog, mule, this, who is at the top? You all said man. Now the Bible is saying that you have to hold them. So they shouldn't come to the top, near to the top of the chain. You have to keep them up. When a person without understanding is near you, you even don't feel comfortable. Whatever you are doing, say, hey, this person is looking at you with two eyes. I don't want this person around. Ask them to tell them, show them where to. Show them, tell them to wait at the back. All of you, excuse us, please, excuse us. Lest they come near. So some of you, you are being seen in that way. They are saying, lest he comes near. Lest she comes, keep her back. And it's all because you lack understanding. Look at the scripture. Hold them, lest they come near. Don't let them be too close. So the top is actually now trying to keep you away. Intentionally. Because of the way you think. And you don't understand things quickly. Say, I understand it. Hey! When you have to be told an instruction clearly, it means you lack understanding. Because they gave you an open-ended, do what you want. That you lack understanding. I have to tell you to honor me. What do I need from you? Think about it carefully. Or my whole church, all over. If I was to follow only invitations from outside my church, I would never even come to the church again. It's true. From beginning to end. I'm probably not even being in Ghana. So then you have to tell them, you know, I want to introduce myself. This is what God does. He says, I am the Lord that healed thee. Because since you don't know that I'm the healer. He says, I'm the Lord that teaches you to prophesy. Just for your information, I'm the one who, Isaiah 48 verse 17, I'm the one, the God that teaches you to prophesy. For information, I want you to, can I shake your hand so that you know? Because if I don't say it clearly, you don't know that I'm the one who is helping you to prosper. Teaching you to prophet. Exodus 15, 26, I am your healer. You are taking medicine, but I want to introduce myself. I'm the one who is behind the medicine that you are even taking. The hospital that you went. Yeah. I am the Lord that healed thee. It's an introduction. Jehovah. So where? And it's like this. Keep him away. So you see, that's why you are not going high. And when you are high, I tell you, whatever is at the top, anybody near the top is enjoying more than filtering down. Oh, ole! You are going straight to the top. I see you sliding on oil all the way to the top. You know, I want you to, do you have oil? I think, are you selling oil here? We need oil. Nobody should get up. Nobody should get up. Do you have? Have oil. It's something, maybe in the evening service. You know, I want you to have some oil because I'm going to show you something. See that? Oil on your head. You are going to go near the top. It's sad when the top says, Stay. And you'll be surprised who is going to the top. Lizards, you find them in Pedriasi Castle and the Flagstaff House. Lizards are there whilst you are outside. Spiders. Huh? You never thought spiders will outpace you and get there first. Spiders in the king's palace. One day I had dinner with a great man of God. Lunch. And I went and I came to the country again and he said he would like to have lunch with me again. But he liked it when he talked with me. And do you know what he was talking about? The greatest problem of his life. I will not tell you what it was. Even though I have not experienced it. That's why I said, people understand only what they have experienced. But a day is coming where you understand what you haven't experienced. See that? And that shows that you are a man of understanding. You don't have to be me. How many of you can be me? In my position, but you understand me. Or you are a woman, I'm a man. You don't understand. Takes understanding. You are receiving understanding. Stand to your feet. Every horse spirit, horse and mule, donkey spirit that makes you without understanding things,
yes,
is being exorcised. Have you heard of that film, Exorcist? Today we are doing Exorcist.
Yes.
Exorcism of
my God.
Mule donkey spirit.
Yes.
You see, when you see in the spirit a donkey, it means you lack understanding. Yes, you are hard. They have to use an iron in your mouth to talk to you, to lead you with strength. Lift your hand. Father, we thank you for deliverance from the spirit of the horse.
Yes.
Spirit of the donkey.
Yes, Lord.
That needs
to
be told what to do specifically.
Hey.
But does not understand anything.
Hey.
Cannot be near the top. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Rama Shaka Yandolomuka.
Sota
ke la ya madura ya ya suriya ta ya mandola ramandara 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 ram May Rabba Shapona de Sabana. May Rabba Sonde de Makabana. Arona Lamanda de Baba. La Rabba de la Baba. La Rabba
Sonde de Makote.
La Rabba de la Baba.
Rabba de la Baba. Rabba de la Baba.
Now lift your hands. Pray for the spirit of understanding. Good understanding. Good understanding. Good understanding. Good understanding. You are going to the top. To the top. To the top. Now I want us to bind the devil, because you know the lack of understanding. They are also evil spirits. Yeah, spirit of madness. A madman doesn't understand. When you say sit down for your own sake, somebody riding on a bicycle, standing at the back, he says sit down, it's dangerous. I don't understand it. Why? When somebody is doing something, I don't get it. Madness. And it's a spirit of the mule, the horse. Until you hit a wall, pow! Then you say, I made a mistake. How many want to say that?
No.
Today, you are being delivered from a concrete wall.
In the name of Jesus.
A concrete wall that is in front of you.
Jesus.
Lift your hand and begin to bind every power of foolishness.
We bind every spirit of darkness,
madness. Release the spirit of a sound mind in your life in the name of Jesus.
We are the champions.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Now lift your hands. Thank God, everybody. Listen. Thank God for promotion.
Yes.
Thank God that you are being chosen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God for favor.
Thank you, Lord.
La Rama Ko Sante Pala Kabala. La Brahma Kana. Thank you for good understanding.
Good understanding.
Good understanding.
Good understanding.
Good understanding.
Good understanding.
La Karama Shokarabala. La Kasatale. Sit down. What a blessing. Now I'm going to show you a master key.
Receive it.
Listen, this is a key. Anytime you are with an important person, remember this key. How many want this master key? Do you want this master? I'm telling you, good understanding gives favor. Anytime you are with an important person, remember this key. This is a key. People don't know this key, but I'm showing you the key. Now, a person of good understanding who is going to be chosen knows what to do. You see, you have never been married. You are a virgin, whatever. And you are marrying somebody who is maybe married before. And he's been married for 10 years, 20 years, whatever. And you are now coming. Virgin Gloria or virgin whatever. What shall you do? But a one of understanding, she may know. This is what to do. This is what to do. So she understands what to do. What you must do and what you mustn't do. It shows the person really understands. So you hear people commenting on that. How did they know? How did she know? How did he know that this is what I wanted? I really like this person. Exactly what I needed at this time. Because when you come doing the wrong thing at the wrong time, it's like you are funny. What is this? What are you doing? This is not the time for this. But where you know. Now, there is a tribe in Ghana who doesn't travel much. I will not mention the name of the tribe. I will not mention any tribe. You know yourself, everybody knows. Sometimes when travelers come, they don't even know that they may want to eat. It's true. So you'll find out that their hospitality techniques weren't good at the time. So when you arrive, before you realize, you are very hungry. Because they don't travel, so they don't know what it's like to travel. I don't want to mention the name of the tribe. But you can, after church, you can do some small research and see. And there are others who also travel a lot. So they also know and understand traveling. And the needs of travelers. So they know that this time, as the person has come, or as they've come, the next thing they need is this. And it brings good favor. And they say, oh, wow. We always like to travel to this place. Because we have a person of good understanding waiting for us. Kapashaka.
Receive it.
God is about to make you to be chosen.
When the important person wants this, you see that you have adjusted yourself. When he wants it, you see that you are ready. When he wants this is needed, you see that you are in the right position. It's like you understand. Yes. First Chronicles chapter 12. Let's look at verse 32. First Chronicles. It says, the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times. You see, they were people that understood the time. This is the time for this. This is the time not for this. This is a time to do this. They understood times. One day I finished preaching and somebody came shouting and cracking some joke related to something she had heard me preaching on a tape. And I look at her, I didn't even understand what it was. So my wife was explaining to me later that this lady heard you preaching. She said she thought that when she sees you, that is what you are thinking about. So she had come with that, a joke that she heard on some message somewhere. Then it's like, hey, this is the one. I didn't know what she was talking about. I was lost. I say, they understand it. I think she was from, I don't know where she was from. Kayado Pasha. So, understanding what to do. Yes. And when you get married, some of you sisters, you will be ladies of good understanding. After 2 years, they will say, I like you more than when I first married you. After 5 years, they will say, I like you more. Not that they won't say anything. No comment. I like you more. Stand up. Don't be tired of standing up. How many want to be somebody who understands? Charlie, if you go and work in an office where the boss is very concerned about time, you better understand that. That is what it means for this person. Some people don't care about, like me, I don't care about time. I care about time. I don't care about what time you come. It doesn't mean anything to me. It's if it is the work is finished, that's what it means to me. Something. You can come at 9:10. You can come at 5. I've gone to the golf course and seen people in my office playing golf. So no problem. Just make sure that the work is done. That's all. That's not what is important to me. What is important is that the work should be finished. So you must understand what is important. And there are times when I've suggested to people certain things and they that's going into something else, but they didn't realize that this is the time to do this. Yeah. They didn't know. Lift your hand. You are going to be a man and woman of timing. Lift your hand and speak. Pray. Mendere como si mandre con la sharia che rica bala so Man of understanding, yes, Lord, to know what to do, yes, Lord. What to do, yes, Lord. What to do, yes, what to do, Lord. What to do, yes, Kama shonda lama kama na na lima mandere be Put a scripture. I am the Lord of 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 the
Everybody pray, pray out of your spirit, pray. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thanks for your blessing.
Jesus.
Father, thank you.
Yes.
For blessing us today.
Yes.
Anointing us.
Yes.
Leading us.
Manda.
We are becoming men of understanding.
Men of understanding.
We are growing in understanding.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for riches, Lord.
Thank you for riches.
Thank you for choosing.
Thank you for choosing.
Choosing us, Lord.
Yes.
And causing people to choose us, Lord.
Oh, man.
Choosing us to marry us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Choosing us to promote us, Lord.
Hey, come on, Lord.
Choosing us to bless us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Choosing to bring us near,
yes, Lord.
We are coming nearer, Lord. We thank you.
Lord.
Nearer and nearer.
Nearer.
We give you thanks. We
give you thanks.
And we give you praise. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering and you may be seated. You may be seated. Glad that the church is a house of prayer. Yes. But before we finish praying, you know, there's one of the determinants. One of the determinants that works with understanding, and that is speed. You see, you may understand after 10 years, but by that time, we don't like ourselves again. We've quarreled, but you now understand. But now we don't like ourselves anymore. So Isaiah 11 verse 3. It says that I'm going to give him these spirits. Spirit of, verse 2 says, I'll give him the spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel. Okay. Is Ajay up there? Yes, no. I just need yes, no. Yes. Okay. I'll give him the spirit of understanding, counsel, wisdom, might, spirit of knowledge. Do you see? And then he says, and I'll make him of quick understanding. Now, when you watch this screen, you see, the person who does the screen, when I'm preaching, he understands what I'm trying to do. So usually, sometimes there are lapses, but most of the time, anything, if I'm about to refer to the scripture, he puts the scripture. It's like magic. That's what made me even notice the person. Yes. And even ask, who is the one doing this? You know, I went to a certain country whose name begins with a certain alphabet. You want to know the alphabet? Will you try and get? Don't think too far. Okay, the country starts with S. Huh? No, it's not. It's not near here. It's not anywhere near. I will not mention that. And they were asking me, "What am I going to preach?" Because they want the scriptures. And I told them, when I'm preaching, you'll know what I'll preach. So that we need to know before, even before I came there. So I didn't send the scriptures. Because I don't often know what I'm going to preach before, long before I get there. Are you still here?
Yeah.
So when I got there, I said, okay, I'm going to preach about this. No scripture. He said, no, if you don't tell us before, we can't do it. But you see, here, I never have to tell somebody
this what I'm preaching. And then, whilst I'm preaching, what is to be done? I've never had a meeting before. So you see, and then it made me ask, because I've been to more than one, apart from that country whose name begins with an S, another country whose name begins with a K. And then another country whose name begins with an S again. I mean, other, yes. Yeah, they need notes long before you come there. If you don't send it, sometimes 1 year before. Yes. Yes, you have to send notes with scriptures 1 year before. By the time you get there, you've even forgotten what notes you sent. So I'm saying that when you understand things, people choose you. Yes. And I know, you know, some of you are going to be flying in private jets. Some of you are going to be flying to places you never thought you would fly to. People are going to like you, your certificate aside. When they talk to you, say they like talking with you. Yes. Have you heard of Zabud? Zabud. Put Zabud. There's a man called Zabud. Z-A-B-U-D. Yes. Zabud. He said, Zabud, the son of Nathan, was the principal officer and the king's friend. Kabasota Kafayana. There were many officers, but Zabud was the one who, when the king has bought 20 kebabs and is eating them, he sits down to eat with Zabud. He was a principal officer. He was a principal officer. But when it comes to relaxing, and when it comes to feeling free and not having to be official, it was Zabud. He had a post, but the unofficial post was that he was the king's friend. Kenuka Asato Ayembo Kalabasha. Kalango Tariambo Satala Bakabayadara. Meka Kakolo Shakabayadara Baba. Stand up. I feel there are many Zabuds here. Begin to pray for the grace of Zabud. 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 Shabbata Sadola Kabaradalaba. A man of good understanding. Good understanding. Good understanding. Good understanding. Good understanding. Good understanding. Keroma Shabala. Raibola Kaparandala. May Salaboran Salabiri. May La Kataloma Shandulaba. Mariangolo Kabarandere. Raymanabando Lamashiba Lamasa. Hey. You are the king's friend. You shall be the friend of the king. Maka Sotalabaya. Repalado Shatala Babandele. Remaba Satola Kabarianele. Manda Baba Babolo Babolo Babolo. Baby, Rabba 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 Rabba. Thank you. Lift your hands. Quick understanding.
Yes, Lord.
Quick understanding.
Quick understanding.
To the top.
To the top, Lord.
To the top.
To the top, Lord.
You are sliding to the top. You are stepping to the top.
Yes.
You are entering the upper rounds.
Yes.
You are entering the upper class.
Yes.
You are entering the first class.
Yes.
And the second class.
Yes.
You are entering the higher classes.
Yes.
Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Receive the grace of God. Good understanding.
Yes.
You shall be chosen.
Yes.
In the next 7 weeks.
Yes.
You'll be chosen again.
Yes.
You have options. You have options. Receive grace.
Receive
supernatural power. Receive the power of God. Good understanding. Receive riches. Receive more than bread. Receive more than bread. Receive a good understanding. Receive a good understanding. May you be the King's friend,
yes,
the power of Zabuda,
yes,
the grace of Zabuda,
yes,
to be chosen,
yes,
to relax, to be a friend, receive power,
yes,
receive understanding,
yes, yes,
receive good understanding.
Understanding.
Yeah, you are coming near,
yes,
you are coming near,
yes,
you are going higher,
yes,
you are going higher,
yes,
you are going higher, you are going higher,
yes,
in the name of Jesus,
Jesus
Christ of Nazareth. Lift your hand and thank God for quick understanding. Quick understanding.
Jesus.
You are becoming a man of quick understanding.
My God.
Quick understanding.
My God.
Very quick understanding. Very quick understanding. Very quick. Oh girl, receive it. Quick understanding. Young girl, receive quick understanding. Young girl, receive good understanding. Quick understanding. Good understanding. Quick understanding. Master Siko Yahababa Shandalaba. We give you thanks.
We give you thanks.
And we give you praise, Lord.
And we give you praise.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus' name.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Go down. Lay your hand on your heart like this. Lay your hand on your heart like this. Good understanding. Receive good understanding.
Yes, 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 yes.
Receive quick understanding.
I receive quick understanding.
Receive the spirit of Zabut.
I receive the spirit of Zabut.
Shana Santo Saman Saman.
I receive it.
Be chosen over and over.
Yes.
May you have options. Options. Vakasusu Talamana Shamanama. May your face, just your face. May your face just be nice. Shatalama Pukadalama Madale. May your voice be nice. Your voice. I pray for your voice. I speak over your voice. Your voice will be a nice voice. Kala suka riba la ba shanda la ba. Mela la ba kusa tanele be banda la ba. Mela ba suta la ba ba. Meka tuna ba ba. Leba la shabu la ba. I pray for your words, your words. Your words will be nice words, good words, the right words. Receive the right words and the good words. Good words of good understanding. Good words of good understanding. Quick understanding. Understand quickly and speak well. In Jesus' name. Matulaya palo, laka pala, ye mama, rambala shikala, mokataba, kelaba kaya, kola katona, nipalaba, shekataya, makapala la mashandalabo. Nice face.
Nice words.
Your smile. May your smile be nice. Your smile. When you smile, may people choose you. Receive a beautiful smile. Grace from God.
Jesus.
Good understanding.
Quick understanding.
Say good understanding.
Quick understanding.
Receive grace.
The
friend of the king. You shall be called the friend of the king. Put your hand on your belly. Father, now let the spirit of God flow in your children, Lord. Receive the Spirit of God. Receive the river. The river. The river of the Holy Ghost. Let it flow. Let it flow. Masapalaba. Out of your belly.
out of your belly. Everybody begin to speak in tongues. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Speak in tongues. Speak in the Holy Ghost. Let the river flow. Let the river of the Holy Ghost flow. The spirit of understanding. The spirit of wisdom. The spirit of power. The spirit of good understanding. The spirit of quick understanding. Receive grace. Receive grace. Receive grace. And receive the Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen. Sit down.
Oh.
You'll be sending testimonies. I said you'll be sending testimonies. Yeah. You'll be sending testimonies. Cambo Santa. You'll be sending pictures. I see somebody. You take a selfie on a plane. Like this. Kata shoka payandala. I see somebody in a restaurant in a foreign land. I see you calling the waiter. So please, waiter, can you take a picture of me? And you'll be posing and you'll be smiling like this. Kimako Sakayabalas. I see you dining with kings. I see you sitting with nobles. I see you sitting at the top. Receive it in Jesus' name. The power to be a friend of a king. The power to be a friend of a king. Receive that grace now. Your words are wise words. Your words are good words. Gracious words. Pala Sato Kabala.
Receive it.
In Jesus' name. Sit down. How many of you believe that when we pray, look at John 15 and verse 7. Fantastic scripture. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. How many here can bet 1,000 cedis that this today's prayers have been answered? Look at it. If you abide in me. Sing it for me. If you abide in me. If you abide in me.
If you abide in me. And my words abide in you. Ask what you will. It shall be done unto you. If you abide in me. And my words abide in you. Ask what you will. It shall be done unto you.
If you abide in me, are you abiding in him? Are his words, have we not been using the words as we are praying? We have been using the words. We have been using the Psalms, scriptures, all over, Proverbs. His words are abiding in us. Now we are asking what we will. We didn't say give us a car or a Mercedes. We are wiser than that. We are asking for good understanding. People are choosing us and people are surprised. You know, if somebody invites me to preach, he's choosing me out of all the options. One time I was in Colombia. Do you know Colombia? Press your right foot hard on the ground. You are in an airport. You are in an international airport. You are walking in an international airport. You are an international traveler. Receive it in Jesus' name. This is a blessed ground. So once you are here, the blessing that is... This is an international church. The blessing that is here
you are receiving it fully. Sit down, please. The weather is dry. The weather is hot. I was in Colombia. And there was the biggest crusade I had ever seen as at that time. And many men of God were invited. I was invited. A Nigerian pastor was invited. And other men of God. So when I came, in fact, I don't even know how long the crusade, I think it was 5 days. I thought, I didn't even know because it was all in Spanish. We were all asked to bring greetings. The Nigerian pastor said he's bringing greetings from the giant of Africa. When I came, I said, I'm bringing greetings from the star of Africa. We were doing competition. And then they asked me to be the preacher for just the first day. But actually, I didn't know I was just speaking for one night. When I finished preaching and praying for the sick, then my interpreter came to see me in the hotel and told me, you are now the preacher for all the days. You'll be chosen. You'll be chosen. You'll be chosen. You'll be chosen. In Jesus' name. Kapayato Shana. See. Sit down. That's why I said you should pray for good understanding. Yeah. And they invited me and invited me and invited me. Yes. So, today marks the beginning. And I want you to remember, you see, the prayer is also having some wisdom and the word is mixed with the things. So you are seeing things. You are seeing things. Why they don't bring you near? The understanding has not been confirmed. Is it the king's friend there? Is Zabud? He's not an important person. But when, not the vice president. When it's time to eat kebab, see, my father used to buy kebab. He doesn't buy one. He buys all. My father. That one and Kelewe, he buys all. Kebashakaya. Whatever is there, all. Everything. Not to 2 cities. Your days of buying 2 cities, 1 city, 2 cities. Pass to Jesus. Do you believe the prophecies?
Hallelujah. Why don't you put your hands together for Jesus and give the Lord a shout of praise? Hallelujah. Are you happy to be in church this morning? The Bible says, according as his divine power has given to us all that pertains to life and godliness. God's power is able to supply everything you need for your life. So this morning, if you are the prophetic encounter service, God is going to meet you at the point of your need. Put your hands together for Jesus and give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Today we have amazing testimonies. We want to thank God for his power that is at work in the First Love Church. I want you to put your hands together for our sister Tracy. Tracy Jones from the prestigious Anakazo Bible and Ministry Training Center. God has moved in her family. She wants to give God the glory. Amen.
I want to give God all the glory for delivering my sister who was pregnant from fibroid. So my sister was pregnant and then she had fibroid.
At the same time?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Then she's always having issues during the pregnancy. So she's always on admission. And then the doctors always lament with her because they were not thinking that she could get the baby alive and then she herself to alive. So I came for an encounter service and then Daddy ministered communion. And during the communion, I took communion on behalf of my sister. Then I heard the prophet prophetically pray that you shall no longer hear sorry.
You shall no longer hear what?
Sorry.
Sorry.
But you will hear congratulations, congratulations, congratulations.
Wow.
And then during that time, when my sister was in the hospital, the doctors, when they come around, they always lament with her and always saying, we are sorry, but we don't know how far we can help.
Hallelujah. This lady is saying that her sister was pregnant and at the same time, she had a serious fibroid. So the doctors were afraid that during the delivery, the fibroid might complicate the pregnancy. Like they might lose the baby or they might not be able to get the fibroid out or they might lose the womb. But when she came to the prophetic encounter service, she took communion on behalf of her sister. And what happened?
And after the service, on Monday, my sister sent me a message that she's still in the theater and then waiting for the doctor to come and operate on her. So Thursday, to the glory of God, the operation went on and then the baby is alive. My sister is alive. The fibroid was taken out and her womb intact.
Fourfold miracle. She said, number one, the baby is alive. The sister is alive. The fibroid is out. And the womb is intact. Are you sitting down like that? Why don't you give God a shout of praise? Give the Lord a shout of praise. Listen, we are going to get happy in a bit. What did the doctor say? After the operation, what did the doctor tell
your sister? After the operation, the doctor, the same doctor who always say, I'm sorry, we don't know how far we can help you, came to my sister and then told her that, lady, you and your daughter, you are blessed.
The doctor says it is a blessing. What about you? Are you sitting down like that? Give the Lord a shout of praise. His divine power has given us all things that pertain to life. Today, whatever issue you came here with, God is going to solve it for you. The baby is alive, the fibroid is out, your sister is alive, and the womb is also safe. Put your hands together for a powerful testimony. God will do it for you too. The divine power of God will supply for you too. In the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to put our hands together for our brother Noah. Noah is a film star. What has God done for you, Noah?
I want to give glory to God for blessing me with a new, brand new phone.
With a new phone.
Yes.
How did it happen?
A
new, brand new phone. Give the Lord a shout of praise. You are receiving a new, brand new phone. Hallelujah. How did it happen?
For 2 months now, I misplaced my phone. So, for almost 2 months, I don't have a phone to use.
You didn't have
a
phone.
And I was really sad. Really frustrated because the meetings I have to attend and most of our meetings were on WhatsApp, so I really needed a phone to be on WhatsApp. So I came for a prophetic encounter, and during the prophetic encounter, our prophet prophesied that we should receive phones and we should receive better phones than the phones that we have.
Wow.
That time I was having some yamba, it was not working, so I believed it. I believe in the prophecy.
And what happened after the service?
And after the service, I was still believing in it, so I met a friend and we were having a conversation. And during the conversation, I was like, oh, I need a phone. No, I was like, oh, don't worry, I'll buy you a new phone.
Your friend said he's going to buy you a new phone.
He said, I'll buy you a new phone. I didn't believe it, so I thought maybe he's one of the games that they've been playing. So we had a meeting on Friday. So during the meeting, when I came for the meeting, at the meeting, all that I saw was that he handed me a brand new phone.
A brand new phone. The divine power of God supplied it for him. It will supply it for you too in Jesus' name. As the prophet prophesies, receive your blessing in the name of Jesus. God will give you everything that pertains to life and godliness. Put your hands together for Jesus. Are you happy about your new phone?
I'm so...
Where is the phone? Wow, put your hands together for Jesus. A new, brand new phone. Receive your own new, brand new phone. Put your hands together for a powerful testimony. Hallelujah. And for our final testimony today, we want to put our hands together for our brother Joseph. Joseph is from Maritime University. And God did an amazing miracle in his life. Joseph, what has God done for you?
I'm here to give glory to God for a trip he gave me to France, Paris.
God gave you a trip to where?
France, Paris.
France. How did it come? How did it happen?
Yes, so I applied for an online program to be an ambassador for France to Ghana, a young ambassador. So I was selected. So I had to apply for a visa. Most of the ambassadors that applied never got their visas. And those who got had to pay.
Okay, he's saying that. I think he's a bit negative. I'm going to help him. That's why I'm here. Hey, but can I help him? He's saying that he applied for an online program to be an ambassador to France. Something like that. And some people were chosen. And he realized that his name was part of the people who were chosen. But you have to apply for your own visa. So amongst his friends, some of them applied and were bounced. But when you applied, what happened?
When I applied, I was given, and even the money I paid was given back to me.
The money you paid for the visa
was given back to me.
Was given back to you.
Yes. And the prophet said, we will never struggle to get a visa.
What did the prophet say?
He said, we will never struggle for a visa.
Do you think this guy struggled? Does it look like he struggled? The money he used to pay for the visa was given back to him. Is that a struggle? So is it a prophecy or is it not a prophecy? Give the Lord a shout of praise. Give the Lord a mighty shout of praise. This morning, I don't know what you came here with. Maybe you are looking for a visa. But no country will be close to you. The prophet has already prophesied. Receive it in Jesus' name. And what else happened?
Again, the prophet said that you will be in Paris.
He said he will be in Paris.
Yes.
And what?
And you will take pictures under the Eiffel Tower.
Under the Eiffel Tower.
Yes.
The prophet said, you will be in Paris. You will take a picture under the Eiffel Tower. Are you sitting there like that? Give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. You are the next person to go to Paris. You are the next person to go to Paris. The prophecy you believe. Did you believe when the prophet prophesied?
I believed it.
And has it happened practically for you?
It has happened practically.
So the prophecy you believe is what?
Is the prophecy that happened to you?
Put your hands together for a powerful testimony. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for a powerful testimony. Today the word of God is going to come. And the Bible says that his divine power has given to us everything that pertains to life and godliness through the knowledge of him. As the prophet prophesies, receive every blessing you are looking for in the mighty name of Jesus. Put your hands together for powerful testimonies.
Does not belong to you, it is the Lord's. You must pay your tithe, you must believe it is the Lord's. For without tithing, there'll be no prosperity. When you pay your tithe, the offerings in the church, so that there is meat in the house of God. You can pay your tithe and through me now, says the Lord. When my house is filled, I'll bless you and you will be blessed. So give all your offerings, pay all your tithe. Oh, give it, please give it. You will receive a harvest of many blessings. So give it, please give it. I will open you the windows of heaven. Pour you out a blessing so much you cannot receive. So give all your offerings, pay all your tithe, oh give it. Ooh. Honor the Lord thy God with your substance. Honor the Lord thy God with barns be filled with increase from the Lord. Your bank account will burst with the blessings of the Lord. Whosoever sows a seed sparingly, he shall also reap a harvest sparingly. He that sows bountifully reaps bountifully. God, he loves a cheerful giver. Yes, he really does. So give all your offerings. Pay all your tithe. Oh, give it. Please give it. You will receive a harvest of many blessings. So give it. Please give it. Yes, I will open you the windows of heaven. I'll pour you out a blessing so much you cannot receive. So give all your offerings, pay all your tithes, oh give it. Thank you.
humble yourself. Be quick to yield yourself. Oh, oh. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's house? And I perish here with hunger. Oh, oh, oh. I will arise and go to my father. Say, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before thee. Oh, oh. And I am no more worthy to be called your son.
Hallelujah. We've come to the most important part of the service. And standing to your feet. The Bible says in Mark chapter 2 that Jesus saw their faith. And this morning, God is not seeing your clothes. God is not seeing your smile. God is seeing your heart, your faith, and your expectancy. And if you expect a miracle, if you expect a word from God, then this is your time and this is your moment. It's my pleasure and it's my privilege to introduce to you the prophet of this house, our Father, the servant of God, whose words will not fall to the ground. Lift your voices, clap your hands as we welcome the prophet himself to speak the words of God. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Together and celebrate the servant of God.
And I expect
Father, thank you for the blessing.
Thanks for your blessing, Lord. Guide us by your mighty power. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. What a blessing. How many of you enjoy Ida's music? Wow. Did you enjoy that beautiful song? You must be quick to believe, quick to obey. Wow. God bless you for your powerful songs. If you don't know the Bible, at least when you listen to the music, you can gradually learn the whole Bible. Kabashakata.
Receive it.
What a blessing. Wonderful salvation. And Titus chapter 2, please. Just briefly, we are already full, but at least we must have something extra. Sometimes you go somewhere, you've already eaten, and then they offer you food. By the way, the food is nice. You add to what you've already had. Titus 2. This will be one of your nicest Christmas that are coming.
I see it.
Those at this side, they don't have faith. Those in this area. Titus chapter 2 verse 11. My wonderful salvation has arrived. The grace of God which bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Amen. So Titus 2 verse 11. The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared. Amen. Now, Matthew chapter 1 and verse number 21. Matthew chapter 1 and verse number 21. It says, he shall bring forth a son. She shall bring forth a son. Amen? Those outside, can you hear me? Okay. She shall bring forth a son. She shall bring forth a son. And thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Amen. Now, the word save is the word sozo, soteria, so something in Greek. You know, it's a family of words, but the one here is used is sozo. And there are a number of different ones. Soteria, soteria, all, they are all meaning save, like saved. Saving, saved, salvation. It's like different words, but it's all saved, something to be saved. Are you with me? Now, that is beautiful. And the good news about that is that this beautiful word, salvation, which has appeared, do you see, is something that we have to look into. Amen. Because the prophets of old wanted to look into this salvation. And I believe last week I was sharing with you from Peter that these prophets wanted to inquire into the wonderful salvation. So God is giving us a very wonderful salvation, and we are all looking into 8, 1 Peter 1, verse 10, he says, the prophets have inquired and searched diligently to look into the salvation to see what it's about. Now, this salvation contains many things. And so your salvation that you have received, which has appeared, I want you to take everything with you. Now, once upon a time, there was a man who was going on a journey, on a ship. I've been on a ship before. You'll be there too.
And receive it.
And this ship, I could relate with this story because I've been on a ship like that before. We used to have nice ships in Ghana, but I was once on a ship called SS Apapa. I hope you believe prophecies. A prophecy is speaking over your life something from God. And a prophet is somebody who is inspired by God. That's a Nabi. Now, this man on the ship bought, as he was going on the ship, cabin biscuits. Do you know cabin biscuits? Do we still have cabin biscuits in town? Really? Okay. It's a long time since I saw cabin biscuits. Huh? It's no more in the box. They put it in smaller, in a bag. Okay. Does it taste the same? It's changed. Be careful of it. Now, when they started, the journey was about 2 weeks. The man could go because in the ship, you see it's small like that, but it actually has a number of floors. And on the different floors, there were restaurants. I remember a ship I was on, there were different restaurants. But you can see there's glass, so you can see the people eating. So every day, he would eat. He had calculated the cabin biscuits he was going to eat for the journey. It was 2 weeks. So it's like he eats 4, 4, 4. Do you see? And drinks a lot of water. Because he didn't have money to pay for the restaurant. So he was watching the people as they were eating chicken. Some were biting big, big chicken that looks like a vulture. They were eating, chewing the meat, kebab, everything you want, fish from the sea. Hey, fresh fish. And the man to really like fish. There's a lot of fish on the ship. So anyway, when they got to the last day of the journey, he was standing after eating his morning cabin biscuit. And then one of the waiters came out and said to him, "Sir," he said, "good morning." It was around, 11. "Are you okay, sir?" I'm very okay. He smiled. He said, "We wanted to find out, you never come to the restaurant. Is there a problem? Is it you don't like the menu?" Because they had the menu outside. Today is fish, chips, rice, filet mignon. You eat it one day.
I've seen it.
Now, the man said, "Oh, no, no, no. There's no problem. I don't have a problem." He said, "But why have you never come?" He said, "Oh, no, nothing. There's no problem." But the waiter kept pressing. He was from the Philippines. The waiter was from the Philippines. A nice guy. So he kept pressing and asked him, he said, "Is there some reason?" He said, "Look, the truth is, I don't have money to pay for the restaurant." The waiter almost fell down. He said, "You don't have money. But it's part of the ticket. It's part of the ticket." How could you It's part of the ticket. And then the waiter told him, you can eat here, you can eat upstairs, and then we also have pizza. It's free. Everything is free. Pizza for whatever on that side is free. You, and he asked the man, do you have children? I don't have children, but the children have pizza here. Everything is free. There's no charge. It's all part of them there. And the land was there. They were arriving at 4. It was 11 o'clock. They were arriving at 4. You will not miss the things that are part of your salvation.
I receive it.
Whatever is included in your salvation, I prophesy that you will be receiving it from today in Jesus' name.
I receive it.
Now, in Mark chapter 5, I want you to see a little story there. And then we'll be coming to the end. A certain woman. Are you there? A certain woman which had an issue of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things. Wow. Of many physicians and had spent all she had, was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. That word whole is salvation. The same word, saved. I shall be saved. Sozo. I will experience sozo. I will experience salvation. So salvation starts with saving from your sins, but healing from being rescued from something bad is part of salvation for you. Today, whatever is bad,
professor,
in your life, receive salvation.
I receive it.
Amen. Sit down, otherwise you may fly. Now, she said, if I touch him, I shall be made whole. Sozo. The word sozo. If I touch him. Now, and straight away, the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Healed. Now, Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? You are the one touching Jesus today.
I receive it.
And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. He just ignored the boys. But the woman, fearing and trembling, and knowing what was done in her, she also knew that she was healed, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said, daughter, amen, thy faith has made thee sozo again. Thy faith has made thee sozo. Your faith has sozoed you.
Receive it.
It means to rescue you from danger and to rescue you from destruction, to save a suffering one, to preserve one who is in danger. Your faith has made you so. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Hallelujah. Now, starting from verse 26, I want you to see, or verse 25, this and apply it to yourself, because our salvation, wonderful salvation, has appeared. Number one, a woman with the issue of blood for 12 years. How many know that whatever problem is long standing in your life, salvation has appeared. Not that it's going to appear. So today, you are set free from something that is there for a long time.
I receive it.
In the name of Jesus. Whatever is long standing in your life. How many have some long standing issues? You know, one time I had a vision. I saw an anaconda. Very long. You people, you should watch that film, Anaconda. There are two of them, one and two. You know? But the thing about it is that it is so long. I was so intrigued by anaconda that when I went to Brazil, it was one of the things I was looking for to see. What it's like. It can grow so long. And it's like it wraps itself around you. And God told me that it's something that's supposed to be there for life. Because it will take you your whole life before you can move this thing coil by coil.
Receive it.
So when this woman heard of Jesus, something that has been there for 12 years came to an end suddenly and instantly. Today, I prophesy towards you in your direction.
Professor.
And I say, whatever is long standing, receive salvation now in Jesus' name. Sit down. 12 years. I think 12 years is a good enough time, about half of you, some of your life. 12 years is long. Yes. Verse 26. And I want you to keep saying it. Keep prophesying it. So, now, she had suffered many things. Now, usually when suffering comes, it's in several departments at the same time. From today, whatever you are suffering from. Sometimes you are suffering and we cannot know the different aspects of the suffering. She suffered many things. So salvation delivers you from suffering from many things. Receive deliverance in Jesus' name.
Receive it.
Sit down. Now, she suffered many things from many physicians. When a sickness is a certain way, has a certain characteristic, before you realize, you'll be giving a testimony. I went to see my doctor in California. Then after that, I went to see my doctor in Japan. After that, I was sent to see my specialist in Washington. Then I went to see my other specialist. That's your testimony. Meanwhile, that is what this woman was being saved from. And you are testifying that I saw my specialist in California. Then I went to Harley Street. I saw my specialist in Harley Street, London. Then I went to Germany for a specialist for my toe. Then I went to Japan for my back. Then I went to Dubai for my eye.
Kebasato kayandalaba. I see that.
You will not need to see many physicians in your life in the name of Jesus. Is it better to never see a physician or to be seeing many physicians? receive
it.
Yes. Put it back. Now, when you have a problem, most problems turn into financial problems. Did you hear what I said? I'll say it again so that you can. Most problems turn into financial problems. Yes. You know, one day we were having some orangus in the church. And I realized that they actually cause financial problems. Because the amount of phone calls that Bishop Saki and I were making, and we had to make phone calls to here, there, this, to travel. By the time we have finished catching one orangutan, we have spent so much money. Yes. And they cause financial problems. Because most orangus are after money. Most people who separate themselves and are disloyal at a point, usually there's a financial element in it. Yeah. So, many medical problems and other types of problems become financial problems as well. Now, so you see that this woman, her problem moved from medical and became a financial problem. So it was now a combo. A combo is a combination of financial and medical health, medical financial problems. And when Jesus saw her, he saved her from everything. So today, as you've come to Christ, your salvation is including long-standing problems and including medical problems and salvation from financial problems in Jesus' name.
I receive it.
I hope you are receiving it all. I said, I hope you are receiving it. I hope you are receiving it. I hope you are receiving it. In Jesus' name.
I receive it.
Shakabayangala.
I receive it.
She said, she has suffered many things. Many physicians. Many physicians. And had spent all she had. So she was now broke. She was experiencing acute pocketitis. Acute pocketitis. Inflammation of the pocket. And she was now broke. But when she heard of Jesus, she came for salvation. Back to 26. And then she was nothing bettered. You see, many problems you have without Jesus, your attempts to solve makes it worse. Yes. Your attempt to solve it makes it worse. Because now her problem became medical, financial, from acute uteritis, salvinco, ophoritis. It was now plus acute and chronic pocketitis. And nothing was getting better. But she rather grew worse. She was bleeding more. She was bleeding with clots. She was bleeding with pain. She was bleeding all the time.
I receive it.
She was getting worse. Now verse 27. When she heard of Jesus, you see, that's why you must hear the podcast. Today, I'm going to do a miracle. All those who don't have podcasts, I'm going to meet you here. Yes. You see, when she heard of Jesus, the hearing is very important. Those of you who exclude yourself from hearing, you are harming yourself. You only listen to news. You only listen to radio. You only listen to secular music. You are harming yourself. She heard of Jesus. And she came in the press behind and touched his garment. Verse 28. For she said, so what you say inside yourself, you see, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be made whole. Now, you see, all these things depend on what you believe. That's why I gave you once some mantles. Because it's if you believe, it's what you believe. So you can shake somebody's hand and it's nothing. You may touch his garment and it's nothing. Yes. But there's anointing in clothes. Oh, yes. I never put on a shirt without praying over it because of this scripture. Because I know that there's anointing in clothes. Yes. There are times I've given people, wear this. Yes. Wear this.
Kebasatoka. Receive it. Professor.
See, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be sozoed. Sozo will happen to me. Salvation. Salvation will happen to me. Yes. It's your faith. What you believe. So, you see, when you come to church, either you believe in, here, we believe that a whale swallowed somebody. He was in the stomach of the whale. He was breathing oxygen in the whale's stomach for some time before he came. We believe such things. If you don't believe, I don't think you should come here again. Don't come back. Because it's a supernatural church with supernatural beliefs.
I receive it.
And he said, if I touch his clothes, I'll be saved and rescued from what is endangering. Now, by this time, the woman was dizzy. If you bleed, I don't know if you've ever bled. I've bled before. When you bleed, at a point, you feel dizzy. So it had become anemia. Bleeding over a long period of time. I mean, microcytic hypochromic anemia. For the science students will understand it, but the art students will not understand it. Iron deficiency anemia. Straight. Like this. You don't want to ever feel dizzy. You don't want to feel dizzy. Like this. So as she was dizzy, and the world was going around like that, she had enough energy to hear of Jesus. She said, if I can touch. You see, it's what you believe. That's why the brother who took a picture, that he would take a picture by the Eiffel Tower.
Yes.
That's why he went to an Eiffel Tower to take a picture, to stand there to take a picture. Today I told you to scrape your foot on the floor because this foot is going to be walking in different airports. I mean, she chose her own method of healing. Jesus didn't choose today. Okay, today I'm anointing with oil. Today I'm praying this way. Today I'm speaking. She chose that. Okay, my method is,
yes,
I'm touching the hem of his garment and I'm going to be made whole today. I mean, it was her faith. What she believed in. Yes. Financial problem ended. That's all your salvation. So,
If you are here, you see, this morning when we came, when we were praying, you see, if you believe in the prayers, I tell you, understanding brings riches. You will not stay long to see the effect of these prayers. I say you will not stay long to see the effect of these prayers. And then verse 29. And straight away, the fountain of her blood. You know what is the fountain of her blood? The source. You see, there are many problems that are not healed at the source. You see, when a woman is bleeding, the source can be from the womb itself. The womb can make the woman bleed. Just the womb. Sometimes the fibroid, what is there? There's something there that makes the woman bleed. But then the source can be the ovaries. The ovaries are bringing out some hormones that are making the womb bleed when it shouldn't. Then it can also come from the brain, because the brain is giving instructions. The hypothalamus is giving instructions to the... Now, you see, the art students, I don't know. These art students, I don't know what it is.
I receive it.
Amen. Yes. Yes. So, this time, the fountain, the where it is coming from, this river, the source, receive the solution at the source of your problem in the name of Jesus. You see, some of you don't even know the source of your problem. Yeah. How many are surprised to find out that it can easily not even be from the womb? Yeah, it can easily not be from the womb. I mean, from somewhere else and somewhere else. All are causing that. And it could even not even be from the ovary, the womb, the ovary, or the hypothalamus, but it could be from your genes that you have inherited your mother's bleeding disorder. Yes. Kelo shata be sodara. Doctors, is what I'm saying accurate? Is it? I want to. A science to come, he's a doctor. This one's a doctor. What I'm saying, is it correct?
Oh, it's correct. So he can, it can be from the womb. That's a local cause. Fibroadenomas. Or what we call as fibroid.
It's warm. Continue.
So it can also be from the ovaries. If you have ovarian cysts, it can also cause you to bleed or
polycystic ovarian
disease. So that can cause bleeding disorders. Then it can also be from the hypothalamus, if there's a tumor.
Hypothalamus is a part of the brain, special part of the brain.
And also we have bleeding disorders that are inherited from when there's a disorder in the clotting system, which is inherited, it's hereditary.
So you inherit it, bleeding disorder, blood is craziest.
Yeah. So these are the general groupings.
Yes. It's a doctor. So the fountain. You see, some of you are having financial problems, but there is a fountain of that financial problem. It's coming from somewhere. You may not know, it's coming from somewhere. Fountain of the problem. The fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Whatever you feel that you are believing, receive it in Jesus' name.
Receive it.
Don't be shy to say, I feel that I'm healed. Because she felt it. Sometimes you feel something in church. This was not a belief, it was a feeling. I feel that I'm healed.
Yes, sir.
She felt in her body, feelings in the body. Receive your feeling of healing.
Yes, I receive it.
You know, we sometimes say, I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm only moved by the word of God. But this is a feeling verse. She felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Whatever plague is worrying you,
Professor,
be healed of it now in the name of Jesus.
I receive it.
Verse 30. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out. You see, power has to come into your life to drive away financial problems, medical problems, plagues, things that spoil your whole life. Do you think her marriage was normal? Somebody who is bleeding, a place that needs to be clean and clear, so that activities can go on there. It's covered with blood. Is it a good thing? For 12 years. Whose marriage is going to survive? 12 years of this. Many problems become financial, become marital. Before you realize the problem, you can't understand what is happening. And she turned around. He turned around and said, who touched my clothes? Now look at some pastors, verse 31. And his disciples, these are the ordained pastors. Ordained pastors, they said, you can see the multitude thronging or pressing. And how can you say, who touched me? Because out of a multitude, you are alone. Jesus sees only you, your faith. Yes. And whatever you believe God for today, you are receiving it in the name of Jesus. Who touched my clothes? Who touched me? And the woman, verse 32, fearing, and she looked around to see her that had done this thing. Verse 33, and the woman, fearing, trembling. She was shaking. Why was she shaking? From the anemia and from the fear, like, knowing what was done in her. Now, he said, but we have to do a scan first. Sorry, please. Please go to your hospital. Go to see your Japanese doctor and your doctor from Tokyo and your doctor from California, your doctor from Cairo and your doctor from... We have to do a scan first. She came without a scan. She came without a scan. Yes. Go ahead, sit down. Go ahead, sit down, all of you. Some of you are new. Come back. How many of you are new? Normally, last week you were not here. Raise your hand. I know you are new. You don't normally come here. Don't come and stand here like that.
Professor!
Don't normally come here. You're coming to stand in front as if you are, very eager. The woman,
yes,
fearing and trembling, knowing what was done, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. Verse 34, and look at Jesus. And Jesus said unto her, woman, thy faith. No, he didn't say woman. He said daughter. There's a difference between a daughter and a woman. Woman's is different from daughter's. Daughter is a humble, flowing person. Woman is a big, very strong. Very strong. Madam. Mrs. Hey. But this is daughter. Jesus saw her as some. Jesus was 30 years old. This is Mark 5. This is the beginning of his ministry. Ended in Mark 16. 3 years later, it was in Mark 16. If you want to read the letter, Jesus was just 29, 30. He began to be about 30. So it was between 29 and 30. Yeah. He began to be. This is Mark 5. Three big miracles in Mark 5. This woman, madman, and the Jairus, raising of the dead. Mark 5. Big ones. These are the big men. The early part of the ministry, Galilee. Before he started to roam in Caesarea, avoiding the crowds and all that. This is the first part. 30 years old. When he saw the woman, he said, daughter. As if he has given birth before. But you see, the way the woman was, she may even have been like his auntie. And he just said, daughter. Daughter. You have to carry yourself in a way that makes you a daughter. Don't carry yourself in a way that is like very... Even your voice has turned into bass. It says, daughter, thy faith has made thee sozo. Salvation. Go in peace and be sozo healed of thy plague.
Save it.
And verse 35, he's continuing. As he was speaking, the other person came to call him. After he was just finishing with the woman, and the people were calling him. What is it? More power. We need power. That's Jesus, eh? This is the same day he raised the dead. He healed the madman of Gadara and this woman. All in one road. They were all in one journey. Yeah. Power. Receive power in your life.
I receive it.
Everybody stand. Everybody stand. I want you to claim four things. Matthew 1:21, it says, he shall save them from their sins. Number two, healing from any disease. Number three, financial problem in your life. Salvation is going to affect it. Yes. Salvation. And number four, related developments from the problem. That's why Jesus called it, behold of your plague. Because a problem becomes a plague. Multifaceted problem with many horns and many effects. Lift your hand and receive your salvation. Thank God.
Receive it.
Thank God right now for your salvation. Shadow. Father, we give you thanks. Thank you for the salvation,
yes,
which we are receiving today. In your name, we give you thanks. We bless your holy name. Thank you for salvation from medical, financial, and every other kind of problem.
Receive it.
Thank you for healing from plagues. Just thank God. Just thank God. And you are whole of every plague and of every disease. We give you praise. We give you thanks. And we give you glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. Put your hand on your body, wherever your sickness is, whatever financial problem, put your hand on your pocket, your heart. If you don't know where to even place, just put your hand anywhere. Just put your hand anywhere. Father, thank you for healing now.
Yes.
I pray for healing from every plague, every sickness, every problem. Thank you for salvation that is affecting every part of us. Sozo. Total salvation. We receive total salvation.
Receive it.
Complete salvation from suffering from every type of long standing that is problem is there for a long time. We receive it. Receive it by your power.
Yes.
By your power. Just thank God right now. Power of God is healing you. Shunga spalonga ni kere lusan alma shegesto. Shala de kiro lundes and dadosiasto. Shebe sekembo la manande. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, we lift our hands and we thank you. You saved us. And we will experience all, not a part, all of your salvation. Thank you in Jesus' name. And as every head is bowed, every eye closed, if you are here today, want to give your life to Jesus, raise up your right hand. Pastor, pray with me. I don't want to go to hell. I want my sins to be forgiven and washed by the blood of Jesus. Then lift your hand up like this. Lift up your hand like this. I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Salvation for you today.
If you've lifted up your hand, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to God. I want to be washed, my sins to be washed away. Then lift your hand and come to me in the front now. Right now. Right now. Pray. Lift up your hands and say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I receive Jesus as my Savior and my Lord. From today, I give my heart to Jesus Christ. Oh God, say, oh God, please wash away my sins. Cleanse me. Make me a new person. From today, wash me with the blood of Jesus. I give my heart to Jesus. I will serve Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Now look, those of you who just prayed with me, I'm giving you one of my books. It's called Read Your Bible, Pray Every Day If You Want to Grow. This is a special book. And do we have a Macarius here? I want to introduce the Macarius to the church. You don't have, do you know? Yes, no? Yes or no, that's all. No, okay. Let's have it next week. I want to introduce, everybody must have, if you are in this church, you must have a Macarius. It's a box, it's a library of 60 books. Yes, and this is one of the books in the Macarius. But you are getting it free. Wow, what a blessing. Now, as soon as we close, all of you here who are holding this book, when we close, come to the side over there. When we close, 5 minutes, we are going to pray with you and tell you something. This is your ticket to that place. Okay? God bless you. Put your hands together for them. You may be seated. It's time for communion.
Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Drink, this is my blood, which is shed for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood. Blessing which we bless, it's the communion of the blood of Christ. The bread which we break, it's the communion of the body of Christ. Oh, this is the holy meal, it is the meal of God. It will sustain you, it will make you whole,
right.
It will give you life.
Stand to your feet.
When I see the blood.
Now, how many believe that the woman with the issue of blood was healed and you are also healed? Lift up the body of Jesus. Father, as we come to your table to receive the body of Jesus Christ, you said, this is my flesh. This is my flesh. Let your flesh enter everyone today, and let there be a transformation of our flesh, starting with our brains, our thinking capacity, and our understanding of issues. May we be of quick understanding like Jesus Christ. May we be of quick understanding like Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for the blessing that we are receiving. This is my flesh. This is my flesh. May your kidneys be healed. May your blood be healed. May your liver be healed. May your brain be healed. May every part of you be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever is not working, your skin, pimples, rashes, diseases, discoloration, scratching and itching. Shakila Osakaya Koka Rambo Katala Babada Labada Labada. Receive healing. Every curse and every plague, every financial difficulty, every problem, receive healing. In Jesus' name, the body of Jesus Christ. Blood. Father, thank you for the blood of your Son. We are drinking blood this afternoon. We are drinking blood. As we drink blood, drink the blood of Jesus. Let life come into us. Whatever kills, whether it's accident, sickness, sudden death, diseases, curses, proclamations against us, bad freak accidents, coincidences, in the name of Jesus, may this blood that we drink deliver us from everything. When the death angel flies over Egypt, we declare that we are covered and exempted. I proclaim your divine exemption from every curse. When the curse is walking about, in the name of Jesus, it cannot come into your life. Any armed robber who has targeted you, I declare he's going blind now. In the name of Jesus, I curse his eyes. I curse his liver. I curse him with weakness in the name of Jesus. Whatever dragon has targeted you and has come from the dark underworld to torment you and has come out of hiding to oppose you and resist you and fight you, I say it's going back because of the blood. Hey, Shakula Ebrez Sandolo Makabaradele. Let the blood of Jesus fight for you now. When I see the blood, I'll pass over. Whatever dark shadow is coming to your house, hey, we lift up the blood of Jesus. We lift up the blood of Jesus. We say, dark shadow, you cannot come to our house. You cannot come to our dwelling places. We lift up the blood of Jesus. We say, hey, you cannot come here because of the blood. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. The blood covers you. The blood heals you. The blood delivers you. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. This is my blood. My blood is drinking thee. Receive the blood of Jesus.
Receive it.
Lift your hands, receive your blessing. I declare, you see, a blanket of covering around you. I insulate you against all forms of east winds, evil winds that bring diseases, waterborne diseases, airborne diseases, foodborne diseases into your life. You are insulated today. You are insulated from diagnosis. Wicked diagnosis from any medical point of view. I reverse that diagnosis in the name of Jesus. I command your body to receive healing. Receive salvation. Receive salvation from head to toe. You are blessed. You are covered in Jesus' name. Now your two hands up. Father, thank you. These are 7 weeks of good tidings. 7 weeks of wonders declared over your people. Give them good testimonies. Good news. Congratulations. Amazing things they haven't experienced before. Things they haven't really thought about. Things that haven't occurred to them really before. Do it for them, Lord. Set your people above. Let them be 10 times better than all their colleagues. I bless them with 10 times better blessings. In the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Go home and enjoy your good blessings of the Lord. You are blessed, and everyone who knows you or knows about you will start commenting about how your life is so blessed and how your life is so good. People who knew you in school will start finding you on Facebook and other places to find out how you came to be who you are today. Receive congratulations and commendations. May people say to you, you are doing a great job. May people say to you, I'm impressed with your life. May people say, I want your God to be my God. May people say to you, I want your church to be my church. May people say, I want to be like you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Whatever is dark and ugly about you, I pluck it off your life in the name of Jesus. I heal that place in the name of Jesus. Whatever is wicked and not nice and not good about you is healed today in Jesus' name. Now lift your hand and shout a big thank you to Jesus for his blessings and his goodness in your life. Hallelujah.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dyke-Ward Mills, please visit our website at www.dyke-wardmills.org. God richly bless you.